MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 20, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-60s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 1:48 p.m. The city of Peabody is looking to raise pay for non-union employees. The Salem News is reporting that the city council voted 3% increases for the next few fiscal years. Mayor Ted Betancourt says that the employees deserve the cost of living increases. The City of Peabody will be holding a budget hearing tonight at 6 at City Hall. The 2024 budget is 7.3% larger than last year's budget. That is an increase of nearly $13 million. The Salem News reports that much of the increase stems from a $7.8 million increase in the school budget. Marblehead High School Principal Dan Bauer is wrapping up his job in Marblehead this month before he begins his new job as Danvers School Superintendent on July 1. Bauer recently told MSO News that, as an educator, he wants students to reach their potential.
Having a relationship where you can just say hello and ask them how they're doing and how the day is going, and just getting to know them, like one thing that they might connect with the school, I think goes a long way. And ultimately, I think that turns for them to find their way along and also find whatever success they're looking for. And that's what I've enjoyed as principal. And I certainly know the further you move up the administration, the further you move away. Mm-hmm. All the interactions, right? As a classroom teacher, you're right there. You're with the 24, 25 students. And then when you move up to assistant principal, you're not always dealing with all the pleasant things that happen, you know, but you're still with the kids all the time. And then as principal, you kind of move back. But I always try to make a point to be in the halls, to be in the cafeteria, to be at the events, and certainly try to greet them and then say goodbye at the end of the day. And I think that really goes a long way. And that part of it, it's just been gratifying seeing the students as they come in as freshmen and leave here and grow and develop.
Marblehead Principal Dan Bauer. Revenues for sports betting in Massachusetts are declining. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade writes today that May's revenues were down 21% from the previous month. One of the reasons for the decline is the shortage of major sporting events. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Twins last night 9-3. That is coming off a three-game sweep of the Yankees over the weekend. Manager Alex Cora last night picked up his 400th Red Sox win. Several North Shore teams are celebrating state championships. St. John's Prep Lacrosse beat Boston College High 16-14 for the D1 state title. In girls lacrosse, Newburyport topped Norwell 13-10 for the D3 state championship girls lacrosse title. Ipswich narrowly lost to Dover Shoreborn on Sunday. Girls tennis state championship winners included Masconomet in D2, Newburyport in D3, and Hamilton Wenham beat Manchester Essex 4-1 in D4. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.